I was 3 years old when my father heaved me onto his shoulders and took me to a protest on Beamish Street in Campsie. That day, he tells me, we were there to protest the massacre of 3,000 Palestinians by Israeli terrorist forces at the Sabra and Shatila refugee camp in South Lebanon. I was 16 years old the day I went home to find an image of a dead toddler with his dummy still attached to his clothing being pulled from the rubble in a UN shelter in Ghana in the south of Lebanon. I have never forgotten that image because my son at that time was about the same age as that baby, but my son was lying safely in his bed sucking on his dummy. In 2008, I was 30 years old and I heaved my then 3-year-old daughter onto my shoulders and came to this exact place to demand a ceasefire. I am 45 years old today. I have seen once children that we carried on our shoulders at these protests grow into young people and adults like Asala, like Rayan, like Dahlia. And every time we need to come to the street to demand that the bloodthirsty state of Israel cease the indiscriminate killing of innocent civilians, it reminds me that a child born in Gaza, when my own daughter was 19 years ago, has not, since they learned their first language and movement, known any sort of freedom, and they have lived their entire life under a crippling and illegal blockade and siege. What else does a child born in the last 2 decades in Palestine know? The targeted missile attacks on 4 children playing soccer on the beach, the massacre of 10 children celebrating an Eid in the park, the sounds of bombs and missiles exploding into homes in the blessed month of Ramadan as soon as the sound of Adhan to break fast is heard. Shame. The bombing of some of the oldest churches in the entire world. Shame. The murders in international waters of Turkish humanitarian nationals on a flotilla delivering desperately needed aid to Gaza. Shame. The ruthless and cynical murders of local and international activists and peace protesters.
Shame.
The endless bombing of mosques, of churches, of schools, of UN shelters, housing civilians, men, women, children, the elderly and those with disabilities.
Shame.
The illegal detainment of Palestinian citizens making for thousands of hostages held in Israeli prisons, the majority of whom are minors, children.
Shame.
The checkpoints, the collective punishments, the starvations and sieges on the blockade on Gaza, the illegal use of white phosphorus onto a defenceless civilian population.
Shame.
The illegal settlements, the land theft, the apartheid, the massacre after massacre after massacre after massacre after massacre, the destruction of infrastructure, the displacement of millions of people, the bombing of hospitals and ambulances, the murder of journalists and UN peacekeepers and Amnesty International workers and medical personnel.
Shame.
The images in 2008 of 8 dead Palestinian babies sucking on the toes of their dead Palestinian mothers.
Shame.
And the all too familiar images and stories of the Samouni family on repeat. The Samouni family who Israeli soldiers told to go into one home so that they could be safe. And once they were all inside, Israeli terror forces then shelled on and around the house, killing 30 members of the same family.
Shame.
Since 2008 alone, a child born in Gaza has seen 5 invasions and massacres perpetrated by the racist Zionist state of Israel.
Shame.
In 15 years alone, this tiny area housing 2.3 million civilians in the most densely populated place on earth has seen the same acts of terror and crimes against humanity committed against them like we see today on 5 separate occasions.
Yay!
Today, Israel has multiplied their attempts to finish off their Shoah. Shoah was first used in 2008 to describe what they wanted to do with the Palestinian people. Shoah is the Hebrew term for Holocaust.
Shame.
They have massacred 20 times the number of people that they did in 2008 injured 20 times the number of people that they injured in 2008 and displaced 20 times the number of people that they did in 2008 alone.
Shame!
I have watched in horror as a cancer survivor myself who had to have her breasts, both of them, amputated to save her own life. Humans, the smallest and most fragile versions of them, unconscionably, barbarically, and with no other option but to die, having their limbs amputated without anesthetic or pain relief. The entire world bears witness to the heinous reality that every inch of Gaza, of Palestine, over 75 years of occupation and oppression, has been stained with the blood of its indigenous people and has today become a graveyard for Palestinian children murdered by the genocidal terrorist state of Israel.
Shame.
And yet for 75 years, world leaders have been shamefully complicit in their attempts to justify these heinous war crimes and unconscionable crimes against humanity.
Shame.
But you know what else I've seen? You know what I felt in the spaces between the skin and my bones? I've heard the Muslim call to prayer of our Palestinian brothers and sisters sounding from the churches in Palestine. I have heard our Palestinian Christian brothers and sisters repeating that if Israel bombs every single mosque, then the Islamic call to prayer will come from every church in Gaza and Palestine. I have seen the unmatched strength and resilience of our Palestinian brothers and sisters who remain heroically steadfast and who have shown us time and time and time again that they will never, ever, ever be defeated. And it is in solidarity with the heroic people of Gaza, of Palestine, that we stand here today and we tell our government in our loudest voices that we will not stop protesting until there is an immediate and enduring and permanent ceasefire.
Yes!
We will not stop until the Israeli government is charged for their war crimes and their unconscionable crimes against humanity.
Yes!
And we will never, ever stop until the soil beneath the feet of our Palestinian brothers and sisters bears witness that those who own the land of Palestine have returned to their homeland in peace and safety and have had all of their rights restored and returned to them. Today we tell the world and our governments and our Palestinian brothers and sisters that we are in our thousands and in our millions all Palestinians who will not stop protesting until Palestine is free from the river to the sea.
Free Palestine!
Our first speaker is our brother in humanity and the struggle, Ethan.